It's Wednesday, February 23rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A study by French members of parliament found that attacks on people for their religious beliefs are increasing in the country. Of the 1,659 anti-religious attacks in 2021, 857 were against Christians. Overall, attacks against people in France for their faith were up 38% last year compared with 2019. Romain Choisnet with the National Council of Evangelicals in France said, quote, "For a long time, anti-Christian acts consisted of damage to or a threat from places of worship, which still account for most of the incidents, but physical violence is on the increase," end quote. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin recognized two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine and ordered troops into those areas for so-called, quote, peacekeeping, end quote, purposes. In response, the U.S., the U.K., and 27 EU countries issued financial sanctions against Russia. Germany suspended the operating license of a key gas pipeline between it and Russia, and the U.S. is sending about 1,000 more troops to Eastern Europe. The Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics ended on Sunday. Norway topped the medal charts as it did 4 years ago and won the most gold medals ever at a Winter Olympics. Norway won 16 gold medals and the most medals overall at 37. Germany won 8 gold medals, China won 9, and the U.S. won 8. In terms of overall medal count, the Russian Olympic Committee won 32, Germany won 27. Canada won 26, and the U.S. won 25. On Monday, the Constitutional Court of Colombia voted 5-4 to decriminalize the murder of unborn babies up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. Colombia started the slide into the legalization of abortion in 2006 when it allowed the murder of unborn babies in cases of rape, the life of the mother, and malformation of a baby. Other Latin American countries have also begun decriminalizing abortions as well in recent years, including Mexico, Argentina, Ecuador, and Chile. Isaiah 10 verses 1 and 2 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice, and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, that they may rob the fatherless." Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear the case of a Christian web designer who is challenging a Colorado law that requires her to support sexually perverted lifestyles with her work. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing web designer Lori Smith and her company, 303 Creative. ADF General Counsel Kristen Wagner said, quote, "The government does not have the power to silence or compel creative expression under the threat of punishment. It's shocking that the Tenth Circuit would permit Colorado to punish artists whose speech is not in line with state-approved ideology," end quote. Israel announced it is opening the country next month to all foreigners, regardless of whether they have a COVID shot or not. And yesterday, the United Kingdom announced its Living with COVID plan, ending all COVID-19 restrictions. Meanwhile, in the U.S., California became the first state in the U.S. to announce an endemic plan for COVID-19 response. The plan envisions finally returning to normal living. However, dozens of COVID-19 restrictions in the state remain in place. Go figure. A new Gallup poll found that 7.1% of Americans self-identify as living sexually perverted lifestyles. That's double the percentage from 2012. 86% of Americans still identify as heterosexual. Members of Gen Z between the ages of 10 and 25 were the most likely to identify as LHBT at 20.8%, up from 10.5% in 2017. And finally, more states are advancing bills to acknowledge churches as essential. During the past 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions, churches and pastors have been threatened with fines and imprisonment for meeting in violation of the restrictions while many businesses were allowed to remain open. On Tuesday, the Arizona State House voted to